Slide 13. The NCVHS report goes on to state that the unique patient identifier should be supported by a robust technical and administrative infrastructure. Basically, the unique patient identifier will require multiple components to work together to perform its functions and fulfill its objectives. The first two components that are integral parts of the unique patient identifier. 1. An identifier scheme, numeric, alphanumeric, etc. Patient identifier is frequently a numeric value, such as a sequential or group of random numbers. Options such as cryptography-based identifier and biometric identifier, however, include numeric and non-numeric characters. 2. Identification information. The identifier identifies a patient by matching his or her identification information. Reliable matching of the individual with his or her patient care information requires appropriate amount and category of identifying information relating to the individual and his or her patient care information. Such information falls into the following categories. A. Permanent data segment. This segment contains the name and permanent, unchanging, personal data, such as date of birth, place of birth, mother's maiden name, etc. B. Longitudinal data segment. This segment contains corroborating information that occurs over the lifetime of a person, such as address, social security number, state driver license number, profession, name of spouse, etc. And C. Health service data segment. This information helps to locate and identify the individual's previous health records and includes the type of service, provider ID, date of service, etc. The MPI currently used by hospitals includes such information at an organizational level. For the unique patient identifier to be effective at all levels, all three segments described above must be available.